So today we were discussing the halachas of the requirements for shmira, guarding for the chasan and kala during the sheva brachas. It means during the sheva brachas, the chasan and kala need a guard. They need to be escorted wherever they go. They're not allowed to walk around alone. So we'll discuss those halachas. Before we begin, as always, the shenav be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. I hinted to this in a previous year, so I wanted to describe these halachas at length. And these are the halachas that a chasan and kala, during the week of Sheva Brachas, during the 7 days following the wedding, they need a shomer wherever they go. So, I'm not going to discuss when the Rishmira starts. According to many, it starts after the Afruf for the chasan and kala. According to some, it starts the day of the wedding. According to some, it only starts after the chuppah. That's different opinions, and it's not really for now. I'm going to discuss during the Sheva Brachas week, which is a requirement according to everyone. So, that's what we'll be discussing right now. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that from the wedding until after Sheva Brachas, both the Chasan and Kala require a Shomer, a guard, to accompany them wherever they choose to go, by day and by night. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezrisim, and Samach Dalet, Sif Aleph. And even though the Shulchan Aruch only mentions a Chasan, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it applies to a Kala as well. There are basically two reasons given for the requirement of a Shomer. The first being that a Chasan is compared to a king. And just like a king requires a guard, so too a chasan requires a guard. That's the basic understanding. That seems to be the opinion brought down in the Pirkei Dor Belazar, Perek Tazayin. But the second reason can be found in the Gemara Brachis, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that there are three types of people that require guarding: a sick person, a chasan, and a kala. So what's the reason behind it? So the Taisus Ri explains that the Chasan and Kala require guarding because the Satan attacks those who are involved in Simcha. Because they're so happy, it's a dangerous time for them, and therefore they need more protection. I'm not sure if this means from Ayin Haras. I think it just means the Satan. The Satan's attacking them. But that's the basic understanding. Either they need a guard because they're compared to royalty, and royalty has a guard, or they need a guard for opposite. They need a guard as protection against. There's such a happy time, and anytime you're doing something very, very good, there's always judgment against you in Shemayim. So therefore, they need protection. The common custom is that the chasan and kala are together. They don't need an additional shomer, meaning the chasan can guard the kala and the kala can guard the chasan. That seems to be the basic opinion, and that's why a lot of times you have the chasan and kala, they'll walk together or they'll drive together to the sheva brachas, and they don't need an additional person in the car because that seems to be the common custom. That's the Netek Avril and Daf Lamed Ches in Hilchos Nesu, and he also brings it down as being the common custom. It seems the Chabad custom, the custom of Chabad Hasidim, is that when the couple travels outside of their home, they are escorted by another person. That's brought down by the Sefer HaMenhagim of Chabad, Daf Ayin Vav. So it seems that according to Chabad, when the Chasan and Kala are traveling to Sheva Brachas, they should need someone to drive them. I don't know if practically that's what's done, but that's what it seems to be from the Svarim. The Poskim discuss a very common kasha, a very common issue, shaila, and that is, if the Chasan wants to go to Minyan in the morning, does he need someone to walk him? So the Chazon Ish wrote, the Chazon Ish felt, he didn't write this, but it's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the chasan does not require a shomer when he's going to shul. He explained, his rationale was, shomer mitzvah le'yeda davara, which means that when you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you don't need protection. The mitzvah itself protects you. Therefore, understanding that the reason to have a shomer is for protection purposes, if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you don't need protection. It's called shomer mitzvah le'yeda davara. That's brought down in the Sefer Ma'ase Ish, Chelik Beis, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. It's a quotation from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And it seems that the Chazon Ish was more concerned, the reason why you need a shomer, he was obviously more concerned with protection than being royalty. But that's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had a funny opinion. He had a middle ground opinion. He said that if the Chazon can find someone to walk him, then he should. But if he can't find someone to walk him, then he can go alone. He explained that usually there are people walking in the street and one can assume that he will not be going alone. Meaning, unlike the Chazon Ish, it seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach felt that even though you're going to daven, you still do need a shomer. However, if you don't have anyone to walk you, you're allowed to rely upon the fact that you'll probably be accompanied by strangers in the street. Now, I think, meaning, let me just explain. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, a chassan needs a shomer wherever he's going, even if he's going to do a mitzvah. Now, therefore, if he can have someone to walk him, he should. Now, if he can't find someone to accompany him, then if it's just going to the store and, you know, let's say going to, you know, play basketball at the park, whatever it is, then I don't think Rav Shlomo Zalman would say that you're allowed to walk in the street with the assumption. I don't think you'd be allowed to take that risk, take that presumption that there'll be people in the street. Rav Shlomo Zalman saying that for the purpose of davening, the importance of going to the minyan, then you're allowed to assume that there'll be people there in the streets. Now, so that's brought down in Halicha Shlema Perek Hei Sif Zayin. Now, they do say, by the way, they say from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Yismach Lev, so in Reish Pei Hei, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky actually relied upon this type of svara of going in the street as long as you're surrounded, like walking with the crowd, even if it's not for davening purposes. It should be noted that the Chazon Ish in a different area in Ma'ase Ish Chelek Dalet Daf Kuf Mem Tes felt that this whole shomer business, that a shomer helps, that you're accompanied by a guard, it only works if the guard walks within Dalet Amos, which means within your 6 to 8 feet within you. Meaning, if he's walking across the street, that doesn't help. So you'd have to plug in, if you apply that ruling into Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion, then it would mean that Rav Shlomo Zalman would be saying that when you're walking in the street, it's okay as long as you're being accompanied by the crowd. That would mean you'd have to walk within 6 to 8 feet of the crowd. That's the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So again, just to summarize, you have the Chazon Ish, who feels that you don't need a shomer when you're going to shul. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that you do, but if you can't find someone, you could still go anyway because you'll probably find people in the street. And then there seems to be the third opinion, which is the Prisha. The Prisha noticed that many Chassanim did not go to a minyan during Sheva Brachas. He was trying to figure out why that is. So he writes that perhaps this evolved from the fact that it's difficult to find someone to constantly escort the Chassan to and back from shul. And for that reason, the Chassanim just started to daven at home. Now, I'm not getting involved with whether that's a good thing for them to do, to go to a minyan, to not go to a minyan. But this opinion of the Prisha, this words of the Prisha, was quoted by the Beis Shmuel and Chachma Sadam. This is the Prisha in Simon Samach Daladai's Beis. Now, it seems that according to the Prisha, you do need someone to walk for you to shul. And if you can't find someone, that's why the common custom amongst many people is to daven at home. So it seems that you have basically three opinions whether a chassan needs to be escorted when it goes to shul. The Chazon Ish feels that he does not, and he can go to shul alone. Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that he does need an escort, but if you can't find someone, he could still go. And then you have the Prisha, who says he needs an escort. And if he can't find someone, maybe it's a problem, and that's why people stopped going to shul during the Sheva Brachas. They just started davening at home. Okay. I guess a rav should be consulted, as always. The Aruch HaShulchan rules that the chassan and kala need a shomer when they're at home as well. Meaning that if the chassan leaves and the kala is home alone, she needs a shomer to come. Even though she's at home, she needs someone. That's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Samach Dal Sif Gimel. This is also the view of Rav Yaakov Emden Zatzal in Hagoyz Yaivitz and Brachas. However, it's reported that Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita feels that one need not have a shomer if the chassan and kala are inside the house. It's brought down in the Sefer Yismach Lev, Daf Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and the Sefer Mincha L'Chaim, Daf Kuf Tzadi Gimel. And I think that's the common custom, because a lot of people, they leave, they'll get an escort and they'll leave, but they'll leave the chassan or the kala at home, so it seems according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky that's okay. The Pais can debate whether a child can serve as a shomer. It's unclear, and a rav should be consulted. A non-Jew cannot serve as a shomer. That seems the opinion of the Sefer Yismach Lev. That's what it seems to be. So you should not use a guy as a shomer. So again, these halachas are a little more detail oriented, a little more complicated. But for all these shilas, a rav should be consulted. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.